Delta Roofing sponsoring our show today, which is open phone lines. The 6 and 7 o'clock hour has been nothing but you. If you want to continue to weigh in on today as you go to the polls, feel free to text in or call in, 447-KSGF. We'll go until it peters out. There are news items of the day, of course, I can cover. I mean, I have enough stuff to have done a four-hour show today, so I can certainly... at some point, if the calls stop, manage to cover some of the news stuff. So, that being said, call in, don't call it, whatever you want to do. It is all up to you. I will get to more of the text messages coming up, and as you know, you give your thoughts word of mouth, your opinions, you vouch for people, you support people, you endorse people, and of course, on a daily basis, here's my magical segue, Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. While, of course, she's not running for office, if you need someone to help you buy or sell a home, you need Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. She's going to take care of you. She's going to be your advocate. She loves what she does. Just read the reviews of people just like you. These aren't bots or family members of Emily Johnson, or even people who necessarily knew her before they reached out and asked for her help. But you will hear in the responses, descriptions of people who used Emily Johnson for their home selling or home buying, or sometimes both at the same time, the gratitude, and you'll notice themes of terminology that's used, you know, passion and consideration and always there and above and beyond. That's what you get with Emily Johnson, House Theory Realty. All of her contact info under Nick's endorsements at KSGF.com. Jason Ryman with quick update on news.
It's election day in the Ozarks. This is a primary election, so there are political races on the ballot at the local, state, and federal levels. Former Governor Eric Greitens is hoping to complete a stunning political comeback as voters narrow the field for a pivotal spot in the U.S. Senate. Greitens, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, and Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler are seen as the leading contenders in that 21-person Republican field. Democrats are led by 13-year Marine veteran Lucas Kuntz and Trudy Bush Valentine, heiress to the Bush family beer fortune. Meantime, former President Trump announced his endorsement in the U.S. Senate race on Monday, Trump announcing on his social media platform that he's endorsing Eric, although he did not give a last name. The problem is there are three Erics in the race: Attorney General Eric Schmidt, former Governor Eric Greitens, and Eric McElroy. And Springfield police are looking for the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash that killed a pedestrian. 57-year-old Edward Carnell from Springfield was found laying in the roadway Saturday night near Madison and Holland. Police found the suspect's vehicle, but the driver was not around. I'm Jason Rima, Springfield's Talk 104.1.
First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. Heat advisory through Wednesday night. Sunny, hot today. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms. High of 99, heat index of 103, 76, and clear tonight. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 100, heat index of 106. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday. 40% chance of rain, high of 94. Host of our very own show, All Outlaw, airing every Saturday here on Springfield's Talk 104.1. That host, Kyle Wyatt. How do you do, sir?
Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
I am doing just fine. Good morning to you. So what are you thinking today? I know that these elections are something that you've been covering over the past several weeks or so.
Well, yeah, as people who listen to our show know that I'm not a person with very strong opinions.
Yeah, you're real hard to read.
But this election is pretty important. You know, we went through it last Saturday with Senator Burleson on. And we pointed out that there are great qualities about a lot of these candidates, especially Senator Mike Moe, another good, strong conservative. But the biggest concern, obviously, is that Jay Wasson wants you guys to vote for Mike Moe. Jay Wasson wants you to vote for Alex Bryant, and the establishment, more importantly, wants you to vote for those guys because they do not want Eric Burleson in to upset the system there. So, you know, when you get the endorsements of like people like Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan, you got to be doing something right.
And Eric Burleson did get those endorsements, and in fact, Ted Cruz, while in Missouri, I think it was last weekend, or it was a Saturday,
two weeks ago,
he made a stop at Ocean's Inn and was there to encourage people for that 7th congressional race to support Eric Burleson. And I knew that Jim Jordan won. I forgot about it because of I guess the fact that Ted Cruz was here. But yeah, Jim Jordan, he is one of my. You just get the sense about him that he really is a pain in the butt to the establishment, and he just is a guy that does what he thinks is right, and he doesn't worry himself about the party establishment too much. And I've always liked Jim Jordan for that reason.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. And also, when you're out there voting, make sure you get that Lincoln Huff out of there. Angela Romine is a person that we want, we need in Jefferson City. And we've just seen too many laws. How many people love these gas taxes we got? Lincoln Huff is a big reason why you got it. So just get out there and vote, guys. It doesn't take that much time.
You know, the thing about the gas tax that I oftentimes forget, it's not top of mind, and the gas tax itself, the raising of taxes, not just once, but five times year after year after year, is the fact that it's not like you could say, well, I talked to my constituents and they supported an increase. We voted three times on a gas tax increase, and every time we said no. And so even after that, to push through, almost like a stick it to you, oh, you voted no three times, how about you get five tax increases? it's mind-boggling. And then to run as a conservative,
Well, listen to his campaign ads. It's leadership over politics, because he doesn't want to tell you what politics he really is in.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it works. I know, unfortunately, a lot of people don't pay attention. Hopefully, more are this time around. So, all right, you got anything amazing lined up Saturday? I guess post-election analysis?
Well, Tom Arts is going to be filling in me, because I'm going to be going to Woke Disney with the family.
You are? Well.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You may come back a different gender, Kyle.
Yeah. I'm going to be very rainbowy.
I know.
Full pride.
Yeah, you'll be so much more tolerant when you return. Well, have a good time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, you bet. Kyle Wyatt, everyone. Some of the text messages and any more calls if you want to weigh in. I know we've crammed a lot in. Bam, 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 one after another for over 2 hours now. But we can do more if you want. Otherwise, I'll get the text messages and hit some of the news items of the day on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
All Our Building Company, all of your brand new home building needs. You don't want to do any remodeling. Some people love that stuff. TV shows are made about it. Some people don't want to. I want it the way I want it from the very, very beginning. Sticks up, grounds up. I want to pick the designing. I want to pick, you know, the color scheme, the backsplashes, all of the different handle things, you know, for the drawers, whatever those are called. You can tell I do this a lot, you know, build new homes. But for somebody like me, who's never has no concept really of a lot of that stuff, how that process works, I'm the sort of person that if I were going to have that brand new home built, I'd go to All Our Building Company, because they know everything I don't know, and I don't have to know everything as long as I know All Our Building Company, OLLER. All right, text messages here on the American Transmissions Talking Text Line as Delta Roofing sponsors this morning's show. It's all feedback from you folks, the voters, on Election Day. Did Trump endorse anyone in Missouri? He endorsed Eric. Some have asked as they wake up this morning and hear bits and pieces, oh, which Eric? Well, he didn't specify. So, of course, as you can imagine, this is. I did find it humorous that I don't know how else this is supposed to play out. So he says, Eric, I endorse Eric. He went into some expo about, oh, great fighter from Missouri. You know, it was more than just I endorse Eric. But in the end, it's like Eric, all caps, no last name. And so a lot of folks are trying to figure out why did he do that? Why, you know, what is he doing? Some people saying it was a dig at Hartzler. It's kind of like of the top three vote getters, anybody but Hartzler. Some people thought maybe it was just to kind of stick it to Eric Schmidt because he or his folks, or there was a poll release that was connected to him that, and I didn't look into the poll. I saw the headline of it, but that seemed to cast doubt on the support Trump has amongst Missourians. I know Trump made some comments about it, that this was a way to kind of I don't know, stick it to him to some degree. But nonetheless, immediately, both campaigns claimed that it was an endorsement for them. If you're in the campaign, it puts you in between in this sort of uncomfortable place for some anyway. Some may not care. If it were me, it'd be an uncomfortable place because on one hand, you think, all right, well, we're going to claim this and thank Trump. Yes, we're very pleased to get Trump endorsement, as both of the campaigns, both of the Erics did. And but you know everyone that's viewing it, that is watching, says, well, you don't really know it was for you. But on the other hand, if you're a candidate, you're one Eric. And the other Eric says, oh, so grateful for Trump's endorsement. If you don't also claim it, then it may look like people may think that Trump endorsed the other Eric. And so you got to do that. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just, what do you do? Does it really matter? I don't know. I think it's just added to a lot of confusion for a lot of people. So yeah, Trump did endorse anyone in Missouri, and that anyone was Eric. Please remind voters about Jack Danforth's plan to have Wood run as an independent in November. Wood helped Cheney to investigate fellow Missourians on January 6th activities. None of the major candidates have made January 6th enough a major part of their candidacy except for Mark McCloskey. Let's show Danforth we're no longer listening to him. Missouri can pick their own candidate, and it is not a race to the bottom. Great analysis on Monday. I voted straight Nick Reed ticket. Oh, well, thank you for the compliment. This is in reference to former Missouri U.S. Senator Jack Danforth, who publicly pushed for Liz Cheney's investigator, her handpicked investigator on the January 6th commission to investigate and go after Trump supporters, including some of which are Missourians, and to run him as an independent but claim that he's really a Republican and he's giving an alternate choice. The goal here is to help the Democrats take that Senate seat. This is, the guy worked in the Bush administration. He's a Liz Cheney guy. As much as he may have been participating in the Stalin-like show trials to go after Trump supporters, that's not the sort of thing that Democrat voters are going to vote for a guy over a Democrat for. So the Democrats will still vote for the Democrat. You may have some Republicans or independent voters that are bought this BS about, oh, so here's somebody that is above politics and so forth, and peel votes away from the Republican candidate, thereby handing not just that seat to Democrats, but perhaps the entire Senate, allowing them to keep it. Why would Danforth do that? As Congressman Long noted on this program, he had been told Danforth's not even really a Republican. He doesn't even really like Republicans. It's just, you know, for whatever reason, that's what he ran as, that's what he's been, but that's not who he is, which is a huge problem we have in Missouri. Hence the challenge to Lincoln Huff. Now, my initial thought was if Greitens does not win today, that Wood would drop out and he would support whomever the Republican is. But, and that's because I saw it as an anti-Greitens move, and it, though, has been suggested that, no, I mean, Danforth just wants the Democrat in there, and that's what this effort is all about, and he and his sort of swamp people. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Another text message, how does Greitens get any support? Either he did what they accused him of, or he folded. Paper in the rain, not a fighter. JW here, I'm ultra MAGA. Schmidt and Hartzler are both establishment. McConnell's sheep. Neither will help Trump support Greitens. Not perfect, but a Trump guy. Another noting, the number one issue is the denial of objective truth and the belief in the supremacy of the Democratic Party made of cultural Marxist, postmodernist, and ostriches with their head in the ground. Since Trump is not giving a clear endorsement, I'm voting for Mark McCloskey. Sorry for sounding like Jordan Peterson, and thank you, Nick, on school board elections. Voting for Eric Schmidt, another says, or no, wait, let me repeat this. Voting for Eric Schmidt, okay, I think there's supposed to be a period there, new sentence. Mike Moon is a good man who can still greatly help us in Missouri. Believe Alex Bryant can be a good man, perhaps starting here in Missouri. If we split the vote, Wasson will win. I think that sounds like a support of Eric Burleson suggestion there. Angela Romine is the new blood we need. Darren Chappell has always stated his great views on keeping government small. Curtis Trent is a people's man for all of us. That text message from Dave. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
Hear about it.
I know I'm beating a dead horse here.
Talk about it.
But the hypocrisy and the double standards kind of unreal.
On Springfield's Talk 104.1. You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Okay, everybody. I appreciate your participation in today's show. One last text that came in. Maybe a couple more. Sorry, I got him out of order here. Down with Cheney, down with Danforth, down with Wood. Josh Hawley, not establishment, endorsed Vicky. Eric Schmidt, not establishment either. Greitens is only out for himself. More ambition than conviction. Many who have met him since danger. Okay. All right, let's hit some of the news items. There's a lot things going on. There is a lot of anger at Joe Manchin because he has, it's I think a fair analysis to say, he has betrayed his past, present, his what he has portrayed as his principles, let's put it that way. And this is regarding this new Inflation Reduction Act, which no one that has done analysis says it will reduce inflation. Some argue it will cause inflation, not by a tremendous amount, but I mean, good God, at this point, every little bit counts, doesn't it? I mean, for Pete's sakes, we're at over 9%. Even a little bit of inflation is going to put us in double digits. So Manchin is out there saying it's not going to raise taxes, it won't cause inflation. The White House is saying, well, it's incomplete. It's not going to raise. It is going to raise taxes, and it's going to disproportionately raise taxes on people that make between $20,000 and $50,000 a year. These are not numbers that come out of some right wing conservative outlet. This is data from the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. You know, Congress, the body that's run by the Democrats. The Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation, their analysis found that taxes will go up by $16.7 billion for Americans that make under $200,000. Now, of course, you remember the lie, and I told you it was a lie. As did so many others, Biden and the Democrats running around claiming, oh, no one making under $400,000 a year will see their taxes raised. Total lie. So those making under $200,000 are going to see their taxes increased by $16.7 billion. Those making between $200,000 and $500,000, $14.1 billion. Those making less than $10,000 are going to see their average tax rate increase from 7.3% to 7.6%. Those making between $30,000 and $40,000 will see their taxes go from 7.8% to 7.9%. Those making between $100,000 and $200,000 from 19.1% to 19.4%. So even those people making less than $10,000 a year, the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act has a tax increase. And this, of course, Republicans are generally very bad about messaging. But this needs to be referred to as it accurately is. Tax increase on the poor and working class. And leave out, sometimes the Republicans get too detailed. You know, and here's this story, which it's a story. It's not marketing. It's a story. So it's important information that'll be there. But they note that the taxes will go up, or $16.7 billion in new taxes for Americans making less than $200,000, $14.1 billion for Americans making less than $500,000, it's got all these different brackets, point being. Forget all that. Just note, It's a tax increase on the poor and working class. The White House, when confronted with this, said, well, no, that's not true. To which Peter Ducey, because he's the only one that asks truth questions that are based in the truth. So what do you mean it's not true? I mean, it raises taxes. Well, it's not true that it raises taxes because that's not the full story, because it doesn't talk about all the good things that it does as well. That doesn't conflict with the reality that it raises taxes. But that's how Democrats are. Well, the tax increases don't count as tax increases because it's going to do good things. These are good tax increases. Therefore, they don't count. Inflation's not inflation. Boys aren't boys. Girls aren't girls. Vaccines aren't vaccines. You remember, vaccines once upon a time was something you would get to prevent something. We still call them vaccines today, even though everyone acknowledges that it doesn't stop you from getting coronavirus. This is how successful they are at redefining terms. And now tax increases aren't tax increases. When aren't they tax increases? When Democrats push them through. Last traffic of the morning, I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
By the way, reports are that Nancy Pelosi landing in Taiwan is imminent. So far, she has not been shot down by the Chinese. A threat by a foreign nation to assassinate one of our top leaders, of course, has been dismissed as no big deal by the White House. So, you know, maybe it's not any big deal. Sarah Myers, everyone.
Thank you, thank you. Beadles Property Maintenance. Now, Beadles is spelled B-E-A-D-L-E-S, and they do a variety of home repairs and maintenance right here in the Springfield location. Now, let me tell you, they do all kinds of different things. One thing that they do is they work with real estate services. Now, they work with hundreds of realtors, and they can take the headache out of getting repairs done during that inspection phase. So maybe you're in the process of selling your home and you have a list of things that need to be done. Beadles Property Maintenance can help alleviate that list. And maybe you are a brand new homeowner like myself, and you have a list of things that didn't necessarily cut the inspection phase that you wanted the seller to fix, but you know those are things that you want to get fixed in the future. Beadles Property Maintenance, well, they can help you with that as well. Now, you can find all of their contact information housed at ksgf.com under the Sarah's Endorsements tab.
So I have a question. At what point are you no longer a brand new home buyer?
Well, it's almost a year.
I was thinking it. In my mind, I was thinking it was over a year,
nope.
But I guess not quite.
August 20th will be our official one year. So then I will stop saying new.
You could still say first.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. I mean,
it
any
still
homeowner,
feels new to me.
Oh, no, I totally understand that.
Yes.
Totally understand that. All right. First alert forecast sponsored by Navant. Employee benefits that work. Heat advisory through Wednesday night. It's going to be sunny hot today. Slight chance of showers and storms. A high of 99. Heat index of 103. Mostly clear 76 tonight. Sunny hot 100 tomorrow. Heat index of 106 and mostly sunny hot. 40% chance of rain Thursday. High of 94. By the way, Liz Chain. So the primary in Wyoming is, I think, 2 weeks from today. I believe it's 2 weeks from today. It's actually a Saturday, I believe. It's coming up sometimes, you know, 10, 14 days, something like that. And, of course, many people are wanting, as you can imagine, especially in Wyoming, to see Liz Cheney get out. CNN went around talking to Republican voters about her, and they just can't stand her. And you just really do see these signs that there's something wrong with her. And on one hand, you don't know, all right, is she delusional or is she trying to be defiant? For example, she keeps talking about the potential of running for president. I mean, what? You're about to lose in a primary as a Republican with the last name Cheney. And you're about to get shellacked, double digits. What Democrat is going to vote for Liz Cheney as a president of the... Are you out of your mind? So you think, does she really believe that? Or Is it just her way of being defiant, refusing, you know, I'm still relevant. I'm not going to let you get me down. I could run for president if I want. Okay, you know. But then there are things like this. Liz Cheney boasts support of Yellowstone star Kevin Costner, Real Men Put Country Over Party, and she tweeted out a picture of Kevin Costner wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm for Liz Cheney. And then she titled it, Real Men Put Country Over Party. Now, Kevin Costner is a Pete Buttigieg guy. He's a left-winger. He endorsed and campaigned for Pete Buttigieg. And when Buttigieg failed miserably at a total just humiliating defeat, I think it was in South Carolina, the primary, came in fourth behind Tony Steiner, I think. Remember that guy, that lunatic that came out of nowhere? I mean, he, in the Democrat primary, did better than Buttigieg. Buttigieg had to drop out, total, complete, embarrassing failure. And so then Costner threw his support behind Biden. Now, Liz Cheney is using this in her primary fight. Now, why would you do that? So Liz Cheney right now, as she is trying to encourage Wyoming Republicans to support her, trying to bring them back, she tweets out that she is supported by a left-wing Hollywood celebrity that was a Pete Buttigieg supporter? That's where you begin to think there's no... I mean, what is it? Just delusion? She just a nut job? I think she may be a nut job. Well, here's a fascinating story. Headline, Trump can't be blamed by militia group at January 6th trial. You know who said, so this is talking about, there's some militia people. And, you know, facing criminal charges, January 6th, illegal trespassing and so forth. It is the Biden administration that is arguing before the judge that the militia group should not be allowed to blame Trump for what they did. I mean, is that, I'm sorry, I thought that's what the January 6th commission was all about, to show the world what everyone knew, and that was Trump was responsible for all of this. And here, this is the level of corruption. The same administration that on one hand, when it suits them, when it comes to targeting citizens for sometimes prison time, you have the same Department of Justice, understand, Merrick Garland, has said that he's not opposed to going after Trump for being criminally responsible for causing the people who are involved on January 6th to do what they're doing. That exact same Department of Justice is in court arguing that the people who carried out the act on January 6th cannot use Trump made me do it as a defense. Do you see how corrupt and evil they are? They don't care what the truth is. If they can put Trump supporters in jail by claiming that Trump had nothing to do with it, they did it on their own, so be it. And then over here, if they can somehow put Trump in jail or prevent him from running for president, they'll take the opposite position. Is that really how our justice system is supposed to work? It's not about seeking the truth. It's not about actual guilt or innocence. It's just about getting whomever it is that you can that's in your way. Is that the system we're supposed to have? Here's a story from Bloomberg. Members of a right-wing militia group facing trial on the most serious charges stemming from the January 6th insurrection should be barred from trying to blame former President Trump for their actions, according to the Justice Department. Again, who's headed by Merrick Garland, who's out there suggesting that Trump might actually be held criminally responsible for being responsible for the January 6th, which, you know, when they're going after these guys, they say, oh, no, that's not the case. Trump, whose supporters laid siege to the U.S. Capitol to prevent a peaceful transition of power to Joe Biden, again, this is Bloomberg, so of course the flowery language here, According to the Biden administration's filing Friday in Washington, that Trump did not have the authority to order such an attack and therefore cannot be used in a so-called public authority or entrapment defense. The Biden administration is seeking a court ruling to prevent lawyers for Oath Keeper founder Elmer Stuart Rhodes and other members of the group from using the defense during its opening statement to the jury or while questioning witnesses during the seditious conspiracy trial set to begin September 26th. The U.S. filing read, quote, President Trump didn't have the authority to permit or authorize a conspiracy to forcibly oppose the authority of the government or the execution of the laws of the United States, nor could he have lawfully sanctioned the attack on the United States Capitol on January 6th or any other criminal conduct allegedly perpetrated by defendants. So the reason they're arguing in this in courts is because they're saying legally there's no way Trump could be responsible. That is what their argument is. The Biden administration, while going after some of these Capitol rioters, they're not arguing this in court. They're not arguing it before a jury, where the defense is arguing, yes, Trump had the not only did he have the authority, but he used it. And then the Biden administration is saying, no, that's not what happened. They are arguing that it is so clear cut, according to the law, that there is no way Trump can be held responsible for anything that happened on January 6th, that it should not even be allowed to be argued in court. I don't care what political party you are. I don't care how much you hate Trump, you love Biden, whatever it may be. That is as disgustingly corrupt as you can possibly get. And it shows you they don't care about this Justice Department is nothing other than a weaponized mechanism to go after political opposition. And this proves it. I mean, it's one of many, many instances of proof, just the latest, and pretty profound at that.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Aside from inappropriately touching underage girls, Joe Biden's other character trait that oftentimes is noticed to the point it's made into memes and edited videos in order to highlight it is his love for ice cream. Now, I happen to believe that's what they like crunch up his medicine and they put it in, that's why he eats ice cream so much. And all he knows is it makes him feel really good. The eye thing, incidentally, that weird eye thing that, of course, everything gets dismissed by the media. I don't care who you are. That eye thing was weird. Did you see that was it last week? And he's given, I don't know what he was given a speech about, but his eyes were, and he didn't blink for a long period of time. And his eyes, which are usually real squinty, were wide open. And the media's like, oh, that's, you know, nothing. That's weird. I think there's a rotation of people who administer his drugs, and I think that there was a mix-up, and somebody came in and they gave him his injection of whatever it is that stimulates him so that he can make it through some sort of event without hopefully embarrassing himself or hallucinate that a rabbit's about ready to, you know, disembowel him and drag him through the White House lawn, which is why they scare him, or whatever it may be. And so he gets his shot, and then somebody else, they think it's their turn to give him a shot, and they come in, and they're like, have you gotten your shot, Mr. President? Well, he doesn't remember. So he's like, no. And so they give him, so he double juiced up. I think that's what the eye thing was about. Something weird. Well, he loves the ice cream. And there was some event where Jill Biden is speaking. She's behind the podium and he's standing there. And I think he was supposed to have walked away because she was speaking and he forgot. And somebody off camera, like, you know, got his attention because you can see all of a sudden he kind of turns around and looks and then he starts to walk off. Well, someone puts the sound of an ice cream truck in the video. So it looks like Joe Biden, it's hilarious. It's really funny. It looks like Joe Biden is standing there with Jill. He hears an ice cream truck go by. He turns his head and just makes a beeline for it. So it's just a funny video. Reuters fact checks it. Now, most people see this as, once again, an example of the media's absurdity. and how they are in such North Korean-style protection mode of dear leader that even making fun of the president, they fact-check it. You can't even make fun of him. But I happen to see it another way. While I do see that in there, I also recognize the reality that these news outlets recognize that Joe Biden, cognitively speaking, is so far away from where anyone who's president should be that it's reasonable for people to believe that Joe Biden would hear an ice cream truck when he's supposed to be standing there next to his wife giving a speech, and he forgets what he's doing and just makes a beeline for the ice cream truck. That's what the people at Reuters believe. They recognize that that's a reasonable expectation, that people could see that and think, yeah, that seems about right, given Joe Biden's display over the last couple of years, given how distracted he gets, how confused he gets. It is very realistic that potentially that's something that could happen. Reuters fact-checking that acknowledges that they believe, yeah, that's the sort of thing people could reasonably think Joe Biden would do. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you.
San Francisco Distill Hold Kink Festival. That's the official name of it. It's not being used in a derogatory sense. This despite declaring a state of emergency over monkeypox. The reason this is relevant is because this is the, according to everything we know, this is the way that it really began spread with some big orgy rave sex festival in Europe. And while it's not the only way that it can be passed around, it's like the way. It's the main way that it gets passed around, you know. Like eating lots of candy and not brushing your teeth isn't the only way that you can get cavities, but that's pretty much the way that you get, you know, cavities. There may be some other instances, but primarily that's the way. As of Monday, August 1st, San Francisco has gone into a state of emergency due to the monkeypox. As you know, San Francisco has a pretty open culture when it comes to homosexuality. Per Mayor London Breed's declaration last week, one would not know it, though, considering the events still going on in the city that has experienced a particularly high amount of cases of a virus predominantly affecting men with other men. And by the way, if you notice in the news reports, it's not they no longer refer to homosexual men as homosexual men. They are men who have sex with other men. That's what the, for whatever reason, in this context, homosexual men is now politically incorrect. It's probably bigoted. Who knows? We'll be told before too long. Now it is men who have sex with other men. Headline for the San Francisco Chronicle acknowledged that the timing of the San Francisco's Kink Festival door alley sparks worry amid monkeypox emergency. Sure enough, there is a fear that canceling it, thus encouraging people not to participate in what could be a super spreader event, could lead to a stigma. And this is the conflict. And this is where we will see, again, on full display, that in reality it is not about science. This is where we are going to see the denial of science in the name of political correctness. Fact of the matter is, super spreader events would be events in which you have a higher than usual likelihood of homosexual sex because that's how it predominantly gets passed around. But we're not supposed to say that, see, because it might stigmatize it. So instead, we're supposed to live in denial and allow Lord knows countless how many people unnecessarily in the homosexual community get monkeypox because we don't want to hurt their feelings. Is that compassion? I mean, think about that for a moment. This is all done in the name of somehow being kind and caring and compassionate to the homosexual community by not stigmatizing them. Meanwhile, the result of that is giving countless people in the homosexual community, unnecessarily so, monkeypox. I don't know about you, but if I'm given the choice between somebody hurting my feelings by pointing out that my behavior increases the likelihood I'm going to catch this particular disease or actually getting the disease, I'd rather them just point out, hey, don't do this. if you want. I mean, if you want to, fine. But listen, here's what may happen. It increases the likelihood of these things happening. I do find it interesting that we had no problem, and of course, this goes without saying, during COVID, this desire to really pinpoint super spreader events with COVID. If it was a Ron DeSantis state, if it was a Kristi Noem state, you know, we really needed to track down where this came from. And they would do polling about, you know, how, and try to pinpoint how responsible are Republicans for spreading it. All of a sudden, when it comes to monkeypox, no such interest. Glenn Beck's next.